years, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Monesquieu.
It's working.
Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. People are saying that you guys are having technical difficulty on your end. I don't know exactly where that would be coming from, but it seems like the problem of the issue is fixed now. So, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. Also wanted to bring you over to the phone number if you'd like to call in, 281-845-4704. This just came down the pike right before the radio show, and I need you to hear this because this is how ignorant your said representatives are. And folks, it's not that this is happening by chance. This is purposed. As I was just sharing with everybody during the first segment, friends, you need to understand when you read Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15, the Lord said that this would happen, and I equated that to the President of the United States of America, who originally started off as the said president kissing the Bible, and that was noted on chapter 28 of Deuteronomy. And I highlighted the fact that the Lord said, "But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses will come upon you." And then I brought it over, friends, just reiterating for those that didn't hear this. He said, if you will not hearken unto me in Leviticus 16, starting in verse 14, you will not do all of what I told you to do. Common sense comes into play. And if you shall despise my statutes, the way that you're supposed to deal with criminals according to my law and bringing judgment upon their heads. He said, and you abhor my judgment so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you shall break my covenant, then I will do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror. Okay? And he also said in Leviticus 26 that he would also appoint over those that hate you. I was just highlighting the fact that, folks, I don't care if it's communism, I don't care if it's Marxism, whatever you want to call it, they all serve the same daddy, the devil. And the bottom line is John 8:44. Read it when you get a moment. It's all the same people driving the narrative with different fronts, different names, and their objective is to what? Destroy this country. And what I just played for everybody, in case you missed this, I'm going to play it again for you. This is Donald Trump being told that a communist who has no constitutional authority whatsoever, folks, we have a foreigner in America trying to establish a government that is in contrast to who we are. It runs antithetical to our Constitution. So you would think that the said president, the governors would all stand up, but nope, they're a part of this alliance, Isaiah 28 verse 18. Instead of standing up and say he has no constitutional authority to do that, I want you to hear what this scoundrel's answer is. And for anybody to listen to this is just so reprehensible to me. You just don't think people are really that ignorant. You have a foreigner in America overthrowing government in New York, as if to suggest the people voted him in. Outside of the illegals that have been lured in treasonously by the said representative government, namely the governor and the mayors and federal government. I want you to listen to this. This is something you cannot make up.
Led by a communist soon, Zorhan Mandami, who in his nomination speech said he will defy ICE and will not allow ICE to arrest criminal aliens in New York City. Your message to communist Zorhan Mamdani.
Well, then we'll have to arrest him. Look.
He said we're going to have to arrest him, and then he just told the people what they wanted to hear, and then he takes a step back and listen carefully.
We don't need a communist in this country, but if we have one, I'm going to be watching over him very
But if we have one, we're going to be watching over him. You mean like, kind of like Ilhan Omar? The one that has committed the act against the act of treason against the people time and time again? Who has no business whatsoever being in office? Oh, folks, just hang on a second. Just hang on a second. I want you to listen to the rest of this unconstitutional, un-American nonsense that's destroying you today.
On behalf of the nation, we send him money. We send him all the things that he needs to run a government. And by the way, they get about three times what you get, Ron. If you look at the per capita, Florida gets one third of what New York gets in terms of the numbers. Why don't you give us those numbers?
Yeah, well,
that's what we should send him.
Yeah, well, like sometimes people say Florida gets more because they count Social Security recipients, but that's not money to the state.
Okay, so what he's doing is he's going back and reverting to what he understands, or at least in part, as the president. You would think he would be opposed. I mean, just contemplate, concerning all of the wars that we have fought, and I come from a military family, all of the blood that has been shed fighting against such dangerous ideologies of one that Donald Trump said that he's just going to go overlook and make sure he's going to be paying attention to this communist that's being put into government. You know, the question is where are the people in New York? Where are the people in Minnesota, in California, all over the country, Texas? You're being invaded, Americans? And through all of the distractions of the mainstream media, you need to understand, and I'll say it again, you are being invaded. And I want to show you just exactly what I'm talking about right now. Because again, what is happening in your country is happening in your country, and nobody, is putting a stop to it. Do you guys remember when I played this video for you, this audio for you on social media platforms concerning all of the Muslims in the UK? Listen carefully.
The mayor of London is Muslim. The mayor of Birmingham is a Muslim. The mayor of Leeds is Muslim. The mayor of Blackburn is Muslim. The mayor of Sheffield is Muslim. The mayor of Oxford is a Muslim. The mayor of Luton is a Muslim. The mayor of Oldham is a Muslim. The mayor of Rochdale is a Muslim. All of this was achieved by only 4 million Muslims out of the 66 million people.
And you have 6 to 8 million Muslims in America right now. You have an explosion of mosques who have a military underbelly. And that explosion has taken place all over the United States of America. I'm not done. Let's go back to the UK. And in contrast, I'm going to show you exactly what's happening in America today.
In England today, in England, there are over 3,000 mosques.
You have over 3,000 mosques, Americans.
And 30 Sharia courts in England. And there
you
are
see
more
what's
than
happening
50
here?
Sharia councils. 78% of Muslim women do not work and receive state support and free accommodation. 63% of Muslims do not work and
That's
receive
That's the
Clawward
Pive and break the system, break the financial
housing.
System.
State-supported Muslim families have an average of 6 to 8 children who all receive free accommodation.
Okay, so you just seen that. Oh, poor people over in UK. What's going on with those guys over there? Just don't know what's happening. Yeah, I'm going to show you what's going on over in America, friends. Over here in America. Here, listen carefully. This is the United States of America.
Mayor of Hamtramck, Michigan, Muslim. Mayor of Dearborn, Michigan, Muslim. Mayor of Richardson, Texas, Muslim. Vice President of the Minneapolis City Council, Muslim. U.S. House Representative, Muslim. U.S. House Representative, Muslim. U.S. House Representative, Muslim. New York City Mayoral Candidate, Muslim. Minneapolis Mayor Candidate, Muslim. Islam is the third largest religion in the United. Around 6 to 8 million Muslims in U.S. 2,769 mosques were counted in the 2020 U.S. Mosque Survey. The number of mosques has nearly tripled since 2000. Around 300 Islamic
This is what's
in the
happening
US.
While
About
you're being distracted by the politicians who are Zionists,
in
who are behind
Muslims
all of this.
Became the majority in Dearborn, making up approximately 55% of the city's 110,000 residents. Major urban centers, especially in New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston,
you can't
Detroit,
make it up,
Washington,
people.
D.C.
You just can't make
Islam
it up.
In large
you're being overthrown.
Have also contributed to its growth over the years. New Jersey.
See, this is what apathy and tolerance breeds.
3% of the total population being Muslim.
I just posted something yesterday on my Facebook page, and what I had said is, and some people will say, Bradley, why are you being so, why are you being so smart about it? I'm not being smart about it. It's my job to wake up the dead church. And I think, honestly, we've been doing that. But what I put there, friends, is on my post, and I don't know why people didn't understand it, I said, just keep quiet, Americans, because most of you are doing a great job of doing just that. You're doing a great job of just heaping up teachers to itch your itching ears, because you're waiting for me, you're waiting for Tim, you're waiting for others to stand up and do what it is that you leave undone. As a matter of fact, I just got a phone call this morning concerning some of the things that are going on in the state of Minnesota. And again, a person that I thought better of, with all due respect. And then he tells me what's going on like it's a word of encouragement. I told him it's all unconstitutional. I said it should be the militia that's doing that, concerning what we were talking about. And then he said, well, if you would just look into it, maybe you can get him on your show. I mean, really, people? You guys just keep laying it on and laying it on and laying it on. I mean, acting as if you don't have a responsibility as to what's going on in your backyard. But you'll answer for it. And I'm talking to the do-nothings out there. You'll answer for it.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, you do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention. The Son of Liberty, Samuel Adams, said, let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with a goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
BBSradio.com.
Well, folks, I got something on media outlets for you to see. If you can't, I'll spell it out for you. I'll narrate for you. You can go ahead and look at what's going on worldwide. It comes back to the same party concerning the responsible party. And it all leads back to the Zionists, friends. And this has been going on for a couple hundred years now. But there's a guy standing out on the street corner with the Star of David, which is not in the Bible. It's premised on mythology. It doesn't exist. It's there to throw off the people that don't read their Bibles. And so, again, it comes back to the fact that they're banking on the fact that the American people and people worldwide aren't reading their Bibles to believe that there is a Star of David. There isn't one. Okay? And this guy standing there on social media platforms, and it says, keep all your Jewish blessings. Now, you know what's crazy? Yesterday, I took the time to show you that Schindler's List, the movie, was completely fictitious. And one of the things that we see with the Muslims, the same thing that we see with the homosexuals, the same thing with other groups that the Zionists use, for some reason or another, they try to sell them to the people as being the victim, when in fact, when we pull the curtain back, we find out that they're not the victims at all, but the perpetrator of the crime. Guess who's behind all that? The Zionists. When you look at Schindler's List, who did they put in an ill light? Who did they put in the light during that fictitious movie as being victims? The Jews. Americans, you're being lied to. They've been expelled from every country they've entered. Why? Because of what we're beginning to take note of. Luke 12:2, concerning this narrative. Going back to this guy's sign, it says communism, Zionism, sodomy, coming from the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Pedophilia from the synagogue of Satan. That's all you got to do is read the Talmud. It's all there. Gay marriage, synagogue of Satan, the Zionist. Transgenderism, an abomination, 22 verse 5, Deuteronomy. All from, guess what? Those that are playing the victims of the Zionists, the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Pornography, highest pornography. Outlet rate comes out of Tel Aviv, namely male pornography, Zionism, usury, debt, slavery. Who owns the banks, friends? The Jews do. BLM, Antifa. Who's the author of that? Just like communism and Marxism. Oh, and guess who those guys are? They just all happen to be a bunch of Zionists too. Did you know that? So they're all playing off of each other. And that's why I brought up yesterday, if you're fighting against each other, people, you got to wake up. Go to the source of who's creating the divide and conquer narrative, and you're going to find it the same place that this guy did. White replacement. Do you guys know that that's why you're seeing on commercials people of color that are black? White people are on the scale, the color scale as well. But again, when you read the Word of God, it removes all of that division. Acts 17:26, all nations are of one blood. Right? Where does that come from? That comes from Zionism. But do you understand that Goyim, white European people, are the problem? That's us. What's it all being aimed at right now, friends? You and me. Okay, you want to talk, and they claim that you're a racist for calling out their crimes. That's a method created by a Zionist named Trotsky, who was the head of Stalin's military, who wanted to browbeat his opposition into submission. Isn't going to work. Okay? Child trafficking. Guess who's behind that? The Zionist star. Endless wars. Who's behind that? Well, everybody says the bankers. Well, who are the bankers? They're Zionist. Okay? Media tech censorship. Hey, friends, let me ask you something. And I said this yesterday, but in the day before, if you want to know who controls you, see who's trying to silence you. Who's trying to silence you, Americans? Who's trying to change scriptures to fit their narrative? The Jews are, of the synagogue of Satan. Does it sound like, friends, they're the victims? Or does it sound like a history of abuse concerning the crimes being committed against mankind since the inception of mankind? Max vaccination, who is the head of the CDC? Who is the head of all of these pharmaceutical corporations, friends? Who are they? They're Zionists. The very Zionists that Donald Trump is promoting through Mylakowski. Do you understand? Remember, Donald Trump called himself the father of the vaccine. He's a Zionist. This is why you're seeing all of those in his cabinet going over to not the Wailing Wall, friends, but to establish themselves in the cult that they've established. Oh, and by the way, I want to say this as well. For all of you Masons out there, all of you that don't know what your Bible tells you, it says put on the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't say anything about putting on false doctrines of devils. It doesn't say anything about those that are parts of cults throughout the history of the world. It doesn't say anything about putting them on. It says put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. Who's pushing the narrative of the flesh more than the Zionist? Nobody. And the Bible tells us that when there's other gods within the gate, there's going to be war in Judges 5:8. Who's behind all of that? Who's behind all the wars? Who's behind all the racial tensions? Who's behind open borders? Who said out of their own mouth, more than the rabbis, that we use the Muslims to sweep away our opposition? Nobody. Folks, this is the history that Americans better hurry up and learn. And it's one that they're learning quickly. Guess who promoted feminism? The Rockefellers. Who are the Rockefellers? Who are the Rothschilds? Are you guys getting a clue now? And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying, folks, open your eyes as to what's going on here. If anybody has any common sense whatsoever concerning what's going on with the Muslims, you better ask yourself the question.
The rise in Islamophobia.
You better hear and understand. They're here by design. I want to go back to what I was just highlighting. I just highlighted all the mayors in the UK, the world saying that the UK is lost. Well, guess what? The first thing that the Zionists do to tear down a society is to demoralize that society. Tell them it's okay to be gay. Tell them it's okay to be queer. Tell them it's okay to be a transgender. Tell them it's okay to have sex with children. Tell them it's okay to have sex with animals. There's no lines with the devil. Just ask the synagogue of Satan. They'll tell you. Because their actions speak a lot louder than their words, friends. And it's all around you. And it's all aimed at you to take you down so they can have absolute control. Who's increasing the deficit? Hey, folks, you know where a lot of your money that's creating that deficit is going to? Your sworn enemies. That's where it's going. Quit pretending it's not. Are you seeing criminals in the United States of America that are responsible for the act of treason or other crimes like pedophilia concerning the governors or communists concerning the governors? Are you seeing any of them being brought to justice right now? Nope. That's a reflection of the people. Because if you're going to sit back and wait for the corrupt to judge the corrupt, you better understand they're all in the same club. That's why they're protecting each other. Let me go back to this because I want you to see this. If you want to call in, I see you up there, Joni. I'll get you in a moment. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to go back and I want to show you. I was talking about Ilhan Omar. I told you what was going on in the UK. And then what I did in contrast is I also showed you in parallel, I should say, as to what's happening in America. People are saying, oh my goodness, look at the poor UK, United Kingdom, them poor people over there. Yep, and then I played the video as to what's going on in America. And America, your government knows it because they were the ones that lured them in on your dime. your sin's finding you out, right? I want you to listen to this. Just to prove the point that I just said, the white people are the problem. The goyim are the problem, the Gentiles. Guess who's pushing these people? The Zionist are. They need them temporarily until they don't need them anymore. Just like the Masons and any other group, they call them dumb, stupid dogs. They're just using them temporarily until they don't need them anymore. Listen to this dog, okay?
A lot of conservatives in particular would
this
say
is Ilhan
the rise
Omar.
In Islamophobia as a result, not of hate, but of fear, a legitimate fear, they say, of quote-unquote jihadist terrorism, whether it's Fort Hood or San Bernardino or the recent truck attack in New York. What do you say to them?
I would say our country should be more fearful.
See, I want you to understand something. Ilhan Omar, her country is Somalia. I want to say to the Muslims, listen carefully, okay, because you're being used as a political battering ram until they don't need you anymore. You're too foolish to go ahead and look at it for what it is. I mean, it's been said the eyes are useless if the mind is blind. You have eyes, right? Open them. You're being used. If your God was God, then why is it that you came to America? And the only thing they do when they come into America is talk about how we need to be overthrown and accuse us of the generosity that has been shown to them in affording them asylum and to protect them from the abusive government that they came from, only to come into those countries and then attack the people. Listen to what Ilhan Omar has to say.
Of white men across our country.
He said the white man.
They are actually causing most of the deaths within this country.
White men are causing most of the deaths in this country. This is Ilhan Omar in America telling, as they use it as a conduit, Al Jazeera, to tell those people in third world countries that white men are the problem. Where's that coming from? The Zionists? Okay? Why are these people tolerated in the United States of America? Because they're alluring them in to do the things that they're doing? Listen
with
to the rest of this.
The driving force of policies to keep America safe, Americans safe inside of this country, we should be profiling, monitoring, and creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men.
White men are the problem. Interesting. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I'm going to go ahead and take our friend from Georgia, Joni, forgive me. It's been a show, Joni.
I know it has.
Yeah, no. My blood starts to boil when I see what's going on in this country and how the people sit back. It's like they see the fall of Europe and they see the fall of, in particular, the UK, and they see it happening in their country, and they have all these individuals that are faithful to warn the people, and they sit back and they do nothing but wait for the politicians to bring more destruction. And it's exactly where we're at, Joni. It's all yours.
Exactly. Exactly. I totally agree. What we have in this country is you have a lot of people who have eyes that do not see, they have ears that do not hear, and they have minds that do not think. They're waiting for somebody to do something for them. And on another thing, you've got a lot of people in this country who do not want to follow the straight and narrow, difficult way of Christ, and they prefer the broad, squiggly path of the God they have invented for themselves, because it's a lot easier for them to do that than it is to measure themselves against the straight and narrow and fall down on their knees and repent.
Amen.
And do what is right in the sight of God. And because God didn't come to call the righteous, he came to call the sinners, and that's where we're at right now. But what you're having is when people are, they're not getting the true gospel. They're going to these churches that are apostate, and they're not getting the truth of the gospel, so they're not able to see exactly what's going on. And I'm sick of people saying, well, you know, we should be more like Europe. We should be more like Europe. Well, what's so great about Europe? I don't see anything great about Europe. Why aren't we being more like Christ? Why aren't we projecting more of the image of the kingdom of God? That's where we need to be. That's where we need to go, and we need to cast out the evil from us. Because if we don't, it's just going to keep festering and leaving in the whole lump.
Yep. No, I totally agree.
And you are dropping, you are carpet bombing all over the place with the truth. And I don't see how people cannot see it.
Well, they'll see it sooner or later, Joni. I mean, they'll see it sooner or later, and probably after the fact when it's too late. And again, this,
absolutely.
Yeah, you know what? The bottom line is when people look at me and say, you're a preacher, and you know, I hate what you're preaching. When Christianity is most hated, it's most powerful, because the lines are being drawn in the sand, and they really are. And that's exactly what I'm called to do. And I'm going to hold the line by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen. And let me tell you something. We love it for you holding to the truth, for you bringing this down, because you're the only, you are one of only a few who does.
Amen.
So this is why we need you and all the people who are so many, I don't want to say fans, but followers of your message. Everybody needs to start standing up.
Amen.
And, you know, I write articles and try to stand up, try to spread it, but there are just people who are not going to hear it. They don't want to hear it.
Yep.
And you can't help those people. They're just going to be lost in their delusion and their confusion. So you just have to keep praying, and you have to keep getting out the message out, which you do. And we so appreciate it so much, because you all give us what we need to hear, because you're bringing the truth and taking us where we need to go, which is the foot of the cross. And so we are able to keep that faith and keep going strong in what we know and what we feel.
Amen. Thank you for the call, Joni. Totally appreciate it. Can I say this in answer to what Joni just said? The way that you can thank the ministry is set up events in your community and reach your community concerning what is going on. First, obviously, you know, again, I'm not even going to address the fact that 86% of the American already profess to be Christians. Okay? I know they need to be converted again because they've never been converted. I totally get that. But if you want to thank me or Tim, set up events in your community. And if you don't want them, do them. Call me or Tim in. We'll do it. We'll do what you don't want to do. We'll be a part of the answer. If you want to know who we are and you're new here, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've done this 3,000 times, literally. My payday is to be with the people, not to sit behind the microphone. I understand the importance of it, not to play the paper tigers. I've said 100 times before, my payday is not just that. My payday is to be out there with the people and following the Christ as an example for others to follow. Christianity is found in demonstration, not in debate, people. I was thinking about that earlier. How many people are talking about, well, this is what the word says, and then there's apologetics. And, you know, it really what it comes down to, a lot of these people that have a head knowledge of the word of God, they don't know Christ. They're not moved by Christ. They're not led, which means to be driven by the Spirit of God. They have no idea what that means. They really don't. And then there's others that just play it safe. And I can preach on this. I'll do that on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on this channel. We have church every Sunday. I need to make a couple points before the end of the show. Do forgive me. I'm getting into the preach mode here, and I want to show you again what's going on. This was held by Rashida Tlaib in Michigan, who's being overrun right now. I also want you to know, friends, Alex Newman had already highlighted, and we knew this long before that, he put words to what we already spiritually knew, that they're breaking up the United States of America in regions, and they're trying to use the Muslims as the political battering ram to upend who we are, to basically deal with their political opposition. And I'm talking about the Zionists again. Cross-check me. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Here's your reality check. It's happening in Texas, in Michigan. Notice where they're placing them, where they're colonizing. In Minnesota. People already know that Canada's a staging point for attack on America. I know people don't want to think that way, but I'm telling you, you better read the Word of God because it's coming. It's coming. And it's coming because the people don't hold their representatives accountable to the law. Why? Because they're not holding themselves accountable before the Lord. That's just a fact. Look at this. This is Rashida Tlaib's events. Every single one of them, you know, again, ask the question, friends, where's the FBI? I'll tell you where the FBI is. If you haven't seen this, I want to throw this at you really quick. You guys do realize that the FBI was just busted over 275 plainclothed agents setting up America were embedded in January 6th crowds, congressional source says. That's your FBI. They're not going after the illegals. They're not going after, friends, those that mean to commit treason against our country. We clearly see that it's aimed at Americans, those that oppose a global order. Who are they working for? Hey guys, just all the bad guys, just so you know, just ask them. You're disposable. You're only being used for a moment. When you're done, then they line you up and put you up against the wall and shoot you down, because they already acknowledge the fact that if you can't be trusted in the sense of holding to what you say you're going to do because you're willing to commit the Judas on your own people, they don't trust you neither. And furthermore, if you had enough common sense, bad guys, if you're lying for them, if you're stealing for them, and you're killing for them, what do you think they're going to do to you when they don't need you anymore? Let's quit pretending, Americans. I want you to check this out. Rashida Tlaib's events in Michigan. Check this out. Always continue to agitate.
We will continue to globalize the Intifada.
Okay, we will continually globalize the Intifada. That's a Zionist movement.
We need to neutralize the institutions of power in the...
We need to immobilize the institution of powers in the West. This under a said representative, Rashida Tlaib, in Michigan. Hamas, they're all of what you've been taught are your enemies, folks. They're promoting.
The BDS movement, Hamas.
Now we're in Congress. And we're everywhere.
And now she says, Rashida Tlaib, if she's not using the F-bomb, she's saying now we're in Congress. Now we're in every corner of government.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Tangible strategic targets.
They're talking about targeting our institutions.
Reaching into all of the key areas of social
reaching
power
all of the key transform. Areas of social power to transform it, said the Muslims in Michigan.
Bringing
the fight back home.
Bringing the fight back home. Who's the problem? White man is the problem. The Europeans are the problem.
When will it clock to you liberals that you are
supporting terrorists? It's not the liberals. I am so tired of people saying, look what the liberals support. No. Look what the said conservatives tolerate. They call themselves patriots. That means to uphold the law. Are they upholding the law by condemning the crime? No. They sit back and they fuel the narrative that divides the American people rather than dealing with those that mean to commit the act of treason against all of us, including them. Again, I can't make this up. Folks, if you want to join us, we're going to hold over on social media platforms for just a couple minutes here. Got a couple more videos to show you of how you are being overtaken right now, folks. I'm telling you, the righteous stand up. This stops real quick. If not, you're going to continuously hear the same message over and over again. Got you for 2 hours tomorrow, Saturday, 1 to 3 Central Standard Time. We'll see you then. Signing off our live affiliates. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, guys. On social media platforms, we're done with radio. Again, friends, I want you to understand the severity of what's going on. You're being completely distracted by the narrative with Charlie Kirk. Oh, by the way, now it's coming out, and I know people are paying attention to it. And I tried to say this a long time ago, but again, nobody wants to listen until it happens. But Charlie Kirk was funded by Zionist billionaires to drive a particular narrative. Just like I said, he has literally, Charlie Kirk, a statist, has driven a statist message of confusion, of merging the two, which Jesus told us to beware of in Mark 8:15 concerning the leaven of the Pharisees and the Herodians. Wicked doctrines of religion and wicked doctrines of government. Jesus said, go right down the center. He said in Matthew 15:14, they all be the blind leading the blind and they'll all end up in the ditch. And that's where they're taking all of us. They're distracting us from the resolve that we need, and Americans need justice. And the Lord demands justice. Read Psalm 94:16. And Isaiah 26:9, when you get a moment, read it, or somebody please post it. Gosh, people, you have your representative saying you're the problem, and you look at me. You have these individuals becoming millionaires because they're aiding the destruction of the Zionists. They're using them too. They just don't realize it yet, as I said earlier. They're aiding the destruction of your country that's blood-bought. How anybody sits there on the couch and watches that happen bewilders me to no end. I want to show you what's going on over in Michigan as well. Some of this stuff I'll probably bring up tomorrow. This is also happening in Minneapolis. This is also happening. Oh, and the feds are nowhere. The governor's promoting it. He's blatantly violating law. He should be indicted and charged with treason, which is the consequence of death, according to federal law. Read Article 3, Section 3. The attorney general's doing the same thing, and the sheriffs sit around like a bunch of knuckleheads doing absolutely nothing about it, but taking orders and saying that they're just doing their job when they're not doing their job. This is what's going on while everybody sits around and watches it happen. This is Michigan. They're calling for an uprising against Americans in Michigan. in Minnesota, in Texas. I played a video for you yesterday, okay? You want to just keep acting like it has nothing to do with you, you better understand that's the whole reason they're here, okay? Here's one that doesn't hold back in any sense of the word. This is also another one in Dearborn, Michigan. Listen carefully as to what he's saying about you, Americans, and your country, and the feds are nowhere to be found.
Is going to be more of the message that should be sent to the people here, in that they have achieved victory. We haven't done anywhere near enough. And the people here, I promise you, we do feel ashamed. We do feel like we're not doing enough. We do feel like change needs to come, because change must come. And in the form that it must come is that this empire, the American empire that's been hurting our people.
The American empire who's been hurting our people. By the way, what he's saying is true. It's what you've allowed, Americans, for your, for you to allow your politicians to do the things that you've done to their countries. That's why they want to get at you.
Since the beginning, the imperial Western powers that have been hurting our people since the beginning, they must fall. And
they
inshallah, they will fall. And my message to the people of Gaza and the oppressed peoples across the world is that there are people here, both young and old, who are going to be willing to fight and are willing to put their lives and everything they can on the line to bring these empires down. Because
to bring these empires down. Americans, I'm just curious, where's all those... Where's all those federal agents that you've been told are there to protect you? They're not protecting you. They're working for those that are paying them to just do their job. Shameful. 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 To say the least. I want to show you one more thing. I'm going to bring this up tomorrow. This is another one. I know Tim was on this as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You were told about the Big Beautiful Bill and how it's a surveillance system modeled after the Chinese social credit score system, where basically you can't do anything without their approval, and how everybody is literally being surveilled. That's what the Big Beautiful Bill was that Donald Trump signed in. He always sells it to you like it's the greatest thing in the world. It's all inverted. You'll agree with me when it's too late, most of you. No, seriously. Again, if you're offended by that, then you better ask yourself the question why you're offended by that. Because when someone tells me the truth and I know that I'm doing all that I can do, I'm not offended at all. I'll just not lump myself within that lot because I'm not a part of the problem. I'm going to be a part of the answer. That's what Christianity is called to do, Isaiah 58, verse 12. But they also came out recently, and both me and Tim warned our listeners and our viewers, and you all the well know we've been censored by big tech companies, the Zionists, who are advocating these crimes against us, that there was a Genius Act. And of course, nobody's going to bring about a Genius Act better than that of Donald Trump. Nobody does it better than that little pedophile scoundrel. Nobody. Nope. Does anybody know what that Genius Act is all about? It's a violation of our Constitution. It's supposed to be silver and gold, and it's coin. They mean to create a digital currency system, right? Yesterday, I showed you a picture of Donald holding out a Bitcoin, right? You guys all remember that. And I told you he's trying to create a digital currency, that which falls in and corrals the people right into a system where it gives government absolute control over every facet of your life, your children's lives, and your grandchildren's lives. If you fall into line, everything will be okay. And if they want to go ahead and genocide another 30 million people, that's all they'll do now that they have absolute control over you. They'll tell you that you have to go get your said experimental jab, and if you don't do it, they'll cut off all of your finances. You think that's a joke? You guys think that that's far-fetched? Some say it's unthinkable. Oh, I know. That's what you have to understand. They always do the unthinkable. Because you need to understand that these Jews of the synagogue of Satan, it's their purpose to send them themselves through to salvation. I'm not kidding you. Whatever the Lord told them and commanded them not to do, they do the exact opposite because they believe that that is their form of salvation. To indulge in the flesh to the very degree of whatever it is that they want to do. Same thing with the Muslims, who are a front for the Zionists. Go back to the Genius Act. You guys ready for this? Do you guys remember, and I'm going to propose this to you, and then I'm going to show this to you in a video, and then I'm going to bring it over to old scoundrel Trump again. Do you guys remember during the pandemic, remember how they started out with the mask? They just wanted to see if people were going to comply. And once they got a few people to comply, literally, across the country, and they submitted to the lying narrative of the crisis they created. They tried doing it 10 years prior. It failed. They had to get a generation that was more ignorant than the one that was previously 10 years prior. And they got them. Once they seen people wore the mask that the manufacturer told all of us doesn't prevent any disease. And then we heard the double talk from all of the politicians because they were all in on the kill. And it was nothing but political theater. It all applied to the people, but didn't apply to them. And I got a video showing you that. It's about a 10-minute video. And it wasn't just some, it was all of them. Do you remember when that all came down, then it was to vaccinations, and I knew it was going there, that was the pill in the jam, because they were the ones that were profiting from it? Not only through a genocide to break down the numbers, isn't it interesting that your government has convinced you to murder your own children to the equivalency of 80 million? Then they told you it's for your health, take the vaccination, it's free. Though you paid for it, we didn't want to tell you that. So there was people in the country, you want to talk about ignorance, in the country that acknowledges the government illegally sanctions murder of children in this country, which they've never had a right to do because God never gave us the right to do that. He hates that, Proverbs 6:17. They took the face value of the father of the vaccine that he was looking out for their good. And they went out and they got the shot, the experimental jab. Well, 30 million of them aren't here anymore. And remember, it was for your health. Okay? That's water under the bridge. Again, they do what they do because of the short-term memories of the American people and people worldwide. They've already got you off on another topic. But do you remember during that particular time in New York under Blasio, that Marxist, which is another mask for the Zionists? Same thing with the Masons. The list goes on, right? Do you remember he started to offer the people of New York that as long as you got the certificate that you took your vaccination, you can go to that concert. We'll give you the keys to the city. Hey, people, you need to understand, you better up your game. Because you're about ready to see where the rubber meets the road. Do you remember when de Blasio said, when you show us your certificate that you got your experimental jab, we'll give you the keys to the city? Do you remember that was in New York? Do you also remember in Ohio? Do you remember they were trying to do raffles and they were trying to give basically have lotteries? And they even gave people money if they went out and got their experimental jab, which they probably didn't even get to spend because they didn't live long enough to spend the money. No joke. Just had a guest on last Saturday who lost her husband to murderous doctors and nurses who were afraid that they were going to lose their job. So they said, you know what, my hands are up in the air. I got to do what I got to do. Well, they were murdering her husband, and at length, they murdered him. Okay. No one's been brought to justice. But the point, they want to offer you the keys to the city. Hey, can I ask you guys something in all sincerity? Since when did all things inherent fall to your said representative limited governments? How is it theirs to give to us through their good graces? Read Proverbs 17:15. Hey, folks, the cruelty of the wicked is not mercy. It's not mercy at all. They're wicked, evil people that do the unthinkable. And what's worse is the people see them do it. What I want to ask you, how is it theirs to give? I thought all of our rights came from the Lord. Our rights come from the Lord. We, the people, delegate to our said representatives who are now somehow or another offering us the keys to the city. In other words, if we want to go out and occupy in any capacity, if we want to give our business to any business that we want to, if we want to go to a concert, if we want to go to a play, if we want to go to a grocery store, if we want to go buy a car, where is it theirs to give me permission to do so? Constitutionally, they have no authority whatsoever to put themselves in that position. People, do you understand that the power is in your hands, not theirs? Who are they to offer you that which is not theirs to give? Really, it's almost comical. And what's scary about it is people are so ignorant, you're always going to get one or two or five or ten of them to go along with it. And the media is going to be right there showing everybody how everybody's accepting of our new system of government. Go back to the Genius Act. What am I talking about? Look at this. The United Kingdom. This is a spinoff. The whole pandemic. And we told you it was going to come around again if it wasn't stopped. The United Kingdom, which is given now over to the Muslims, they've been broken down. It's because, folks, it's a reflection of the people. It really is. I don't feel sorry for them no more than I feel sorry for the American people. They're forfeiting their God-given rights to tolerate the crimes in the first place. But the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer announces mandatory digital ID for the right to work in the UK. Hey, folks, let me say this. You know what's terrible about this? They're doing the biddings of their masters over there, the Zionists, Revelation 3:9. And you know what's crazy about it? Is the people that are responsible for these scoundrels. How come it that the people never take it a step up and go to the people that are driving the narrative and driving the agendas? Because what's going to happen, and I'm sure it has, but they haven't publicized it because they don't want you to see that people are taking it to them. Someone's going to get a hold of this devil. But the problem is that the people don't keep going because it's going to happen again. Where is it for this prime minister to say that if you want the right to work, the right to work? Here, let me show you something. I want you to listen. Because the Lord told us if we don't work, we shall not eat. 2 Thessalonians 3:10, also in 1 Timothy 5:8. Listen to this and tell me if this sounds familiar for you Bible readers. No man shall take the nether or the upper millstone to pledge, for if he does that, he takes a man's life to pledge. What does that mean? When somebody takes another man's ability, in this particular context, it means to take his tools away from working and making a living. That's a curse not to do it. These guys are mandating the curse if you don't meet them where they demand that you meet them. Well, some will say, again, just like I said, this is why I'm saying this. Just like I said with what's going on in the UK right now with all the Muslim mayors, I brought it over to America and I showed you that, didn't I? Yeah, that it's happening in America too. I'm not going to get into all the crimes being committed right now. But they're raping kids, they're trafficking kids, they're murdering people, they're taking to the street, they're committing jihad, they're beheading. We're starting to see that in America. I'll tell you what, just for the record, I'm not going to tolerate that. You can take that however you want to take that. If you're in law enforcement, you should be happy somebody is saying that because someone is standing in the position that you yourself should be standing in. I'm not going to tolerate it. I'm just not going to do it. But again, go to the Genius Act. Look what's happening in the UK right now. Okay? I want to play this video for you. I want you to listen to it. And then I want to show you what's happening in the UK. Guess who's promoting it here right now? Donald Trump is. Simultaneously. This is a global agenda. You'll see right, as a matter of fact, I'll show it to you right now. Look at the front of his podium. What does it say right there? It says global progress. Hey, folks, they're all working for the same small group of people. Let's listen to what this criminal has to say.
I am announcing this government will make a new free of charge digital ID.
Free of charge? No, it's not free of charge, idiot. Seriously, the people are paying for it. Whenever representatives say it's free of charge, nonsense. Folks, it's not like they're writing out a check to pay for it. They're stealing money from the taxpayers to push their global initiative against the very people that are working to fill the coffers. Okay? That's what's going on.
Mandatory for the right to work by the end of this parliament. Let me spell that out. You will not be able to work in the United Kingdom.
Listen to what he's saying. Let me spell it out, he said. He has zero authority to say any of this, but he's taken the initiative to act on the behalf of a bunch of totalitarianists, a government by force, to say this is what the deal is. Who's backing him up? Who's telling him to attack his own people, to do what they're told or else? Gosh, people, you can't make up stupid, man.
Kingdom. If you do not have digital ID, it's as simple as that.
If you don't have digital ID, said this corrupt pedophile working on the behalf of the Zionist who put him in place to extort him for crimes that he's committed against innocent children on film like the rest of them. Then we're going to go ahead and back it up. We're going to use those agencies you thought were there to basically protect you from them. That's not what they're doing. So when I say the word unconstitutional, because I'm going to bring it over into America now, because it's happening in America as well. Simultaneously, Trump's trying to push the same thing. Of course, he's a salesman. He's inverted. What he says, what he does are two different stories. You all know that. Matthew 7, 16 and 20. He's trying to sell it to you like it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. Remember the plandemic and how the government used the hospitals, used the stores to target people that didn't go along with their unlawful agenda, their criminal agenda. Because this is coming into full bloom concerning the digital currency. Once you accept the digital currency, you're done. You're done. If you think what's going on in Gaza is an isolated incident, you better understand that that is the history of who these people are. And you're starting to see them for who they really are. This is not an isolated incident concerning the crimes of the people against Gaza. They've already told you what they're doing. The rabbis have called for the crimes that are being committed. They're not hiding it. They're not bashful about it. They're coming out and telling the world, this is what, starve them to death. Kill them. Every man, woman, and child. They're saying everything to incriminate themselves. And yet somehow or another people may believe that Netanyahu, Mylakowski, is looking out for their best interest and there's some good in that man. You are sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. What you're seeing in the UK right now is not just happening in the UK. They're going to try to do it in Europe as well. And again, we've been warned about all of this stuff. Now what I want to do is I want to bring you over into America, and I want you to see how Trump is trying to sell the Genius Act. Of course, this is all pre-planned. By the way, these are all the same politicians that are driving your national deficit, supporting your sworn enemies. And you're going to see that now because it's going to go ahead in hopes of giving them power to begin to isolate and ostracize their political opposition. If the people take the bait, it's going to be real easy. if people didn't learn from the last created conspiracy, Jeremiah 11, 9, it's going to be real easy for them. If not, it ain't going to work. It really isn't. And this is a form of Revelation 13, 17. It absolutely is. Okay? Listen to what Trump is saying in America simultaneously as this pedophile over in the UK is saying you're not going to work if you don't do what we say. Because in a really soft, you can call it soft tyranny, whatever you want to call it, hopefully you have ears to hear as to what he's saying here. But it's the same thing that they're talking about in the UK and in Canada right now. In Canada, Americans, check this out.
If you say yes, I'm saying yes.
Listen to what he says.
I think it's great that you're involved, I will tell you. Many Americans are unaware that behind the scenes, the technical backbone of the financial system is decades out of date, many, many years out of date.
So what he's selling to the people right now is we're completely out of date, okay? We're completely out of date. And we need to catch up to the rest of the world when, in fact, we're responsible for what's happening in other parts of the world, right? Gold. I want to go over Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, talks about how you are to basically transact with only silver and gold. To show you again that they're acting outside of their scope of authority. So what Trump is attempting to implement right here is completely unconstitutional. And as our forefathers told us, if it's unconstitutional, it's null and void. Did you hear me? It's null and void. You know, one of the things that I notice is, regardless if the Supreme Court, and I'm talking about state Supreme Courts, that one that you see in Washington, those are black-robed tyrants. They're all handpicked. They're unelected bureaucrats. And they're there to serve their corporations. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. But what I want you to know is when you look at when the Supreme Court justices actually stand up in the federal and the state courts and tell the people what they're doing is illegal and unconstitutional, you know, what's really kind of hard to see is when you see the people reject what those judges are trying to say to them in making sure that they stay liberated and free within the confines of the Constitution of the United States of America by giving them the information that the said representatives are acting outside of the scope of authority that's been delegated to them by the people. What I see, it doesn't matter. Whatever the politicians say, the people follow along. Regardless of what the law says. I want to tell you something. That's why you're in trouble. That's why you're in trouble. Okay? Americans, when I say, as with Scripture, and I'm parroting Scripture here, when the Bible says you procure these things unto yourselves, the Lord is saying, because you've rejected me, this is what's coming your way. Okay? That applies to all of us. You know, yesterday I'd made a point, and I'm going to end with this. I am so tired of professors within the church that don't, 9 times out of 10, even know what the Word of God says. They've never taken the time to know it. Yet again, that's the first prerequisite, right? John 7, 17. That you know must know my doctrine concerning my doctrine. You know, no matter how many times I hear these professors talk about, well, it's a spiritual warfare. And I hear them say things like this, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit saith the Lord. And they have no idea what they're talking about. And then they go over, if they go over there, the only reason they go over there is because they have to, is when you look at Ephesians 6:12 and it starts talking about the armor of God. Can I ask you something? Is our Christianity only spiritual, or is it a manifestation of who we are in the flesh in this life? Because my Bible tells me that men are not supposed to find their faith in me, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. If we find ourselves under the judgments of God, according to His Word, in great specificity, the way that we're seeing them today, does that tell us that we're doing something wrong in the Spirit, that the Lord is now bearing witness against us? by the Spirit? Because God is Spirit, right? And testifying against our sins against Him? Absolutely. If we're in a state of blessing, hey folks, we see that in the natural. They're not separate. In the Spirit, friends, the law is always perpetual. And we know who we are in the Spirit by what it is that we partake with in the flesh. I mean, it's almost like, what does the Spirit only belong to the Spirit and it doesn't apply to who we are as men? Then if that's the case, then why did He create us? It's ridiculous. And the reason they do that is because they want to separate themselves and hide behind their own ignorance as to why they leave the things undone that need to be done. And this is exactly what you've seen the dispensationalists do. This is why they've created that military strategy that when it gets so bad because they did nothing to do with it in obedience to the Lord, then they create a heretical doctrine saying that we're going to be raptured from responsibility. They are heretics. Get out of that church. I also want to say this. If you're going to a church right now, people, that doesn't do more than just preach, you better get out of there. Because it's been said, a famous preacher one time said, preach the gospel to the whole world, and if you have to, use words. Now, before you condemn that, just stop and think about what he was saying. He was saying that your actions should be a lot louder than just your words. And when you look at 1 John 3:18, how I end every radio show, George Washington said of 1 John 3:18, he said, deeds, not words. That's right. When you look at what he said and you go to 1 John 3:18, it says, my little children, let us not love neither in tongue, neither in word, but by deed and by truth. By this, our hearts are assured before Him. The world knows who we are by what we do, friends, not by what we say. Don't be one of those that sits there and says, you know what? Oh, Jesus, we love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. And yet you see everybody going to hell in a handbasket, and you do absolutely nothing in putting your hand out and showing them the love of Christ in action. You're the worst of men. You're absolutely the worst of men. Let that be far from all of us. And let's repent of that if we're a part of that. We need to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Folks, again, if you're going to a church and that's all they do is talk, get out of that church. If that's all they care about, it is building a beautiful sanctuary with this, that, and the other thing, and they have nothing to do with seeking and saving that which is lost, nothing to do with repairing the breaches, Isaiah 58, verse 12. Go back to Matthew 4, 19 concerning my first point. Get out of there. It's a counterfeit. It's a counterfeit. That church is a barracks to raise up soldiers of the cross of Jesus Christ. And is it just me or not? But when I look at Scripture, and I'm in Luke right now, and in the book of Psalms, it's interesting that when you look at Luke 9, it talks about how the Lord gave the disciples and the apostles power over all the enemy. And then I look at Luke 10, 19, and he says the same thing again. And then I look at John 14, 12, where he said, greater works will you do than I did. And then I go to the end of John 21 and see that all the miracles Jesus did, not even all the books in the world could contain them. Then I say to myself, oh my goodness, it's the Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom, and it's a curse for us to limit the Holy One of Israel. So for us to limit Him is to curse ourselves. The Lord says that He looks to and fro upon those on the earth whose hearts are perfect towards Him, that He might show them great exploits. We only have one life to prove the God of Israel. And guess what? He wants to show Himself strong on the behalf of His church. You say, but look, nobody else is doing it. Well, what they leave off is more of an opportunity for the Lord to take over and to appoint more help and aid and grace in the purpose of what He has called us to do. What they leave off, Lord, empower us to have it. Empower us to have it. Give unto us the heathen as thine inheritance. And your testimony is not premised on just one way as to how you've been saved from your sin, friends. That's another conversation, but I do want to say this. If the Lord saved you from your sins, Matthew 1:21, then let me just put this question to you, and then I'll see you tomorrow from 1 to 3 on Saturday, Central Standard Time. If you've been saved from your sin, let me ask you, what have you been saved for? Because if you can't answer the what have you been saved for, you ain't saved yet. And that's a fact. Love you by what we do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. Go to our schedule. Also go over to Becoming a Son or Daughter of Liberty. We have no friends. We have no sponsors. If you don't keep us out there, we're not staying out there. And we're looking for cheerful givers, not begrudgingly. Those that begrudgingly give. We the anointing's not for sale here, friends. And if you want to know who we are and what it is that we've been doing, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do, and we will see you tomorrow. Sorry about the technical difficulties, friends. It seemed like one of the wires, I just got a bunch of new wires in here, according to our friend Don out of Texas at BBS, and he said you need new cords, and basically to safe vouch any connection that may be going in and out of cheaper cords, so we got better cords. So hopefully we're not going to have those issues anymore. Again, 1 John 3:18, we'll see you tomorrow.